Knock off with two great shows. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie from 3. Then Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy from 4. Two big shows. One big reason to keep it on Triple M all day.
Great to have your company, family. Adelaide on Super Bowl Monday. The Patriots have done it again. 6 for Tom Brady. He's running out of hands, Jar. He's running out of hands from one goat to another as I welcome the juice.
No way.
Andrew Newton, wow. Jarman. You're the goat in this show. Great.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Monday. This is our third week of 2019. How quick's that gone, Lulu?
It's flying.
And I tell you what a wonderful organisation that the Patriots are. I watched the whole game, entertainment, halftime, the whole lot, Lou. And what a gifted quarterback. And he didn't play well either. He had a shocker today, but they still won.
Put this one down to the man with the headphones on and the microphone.
The genius.
Bill Belichick.
There you go.
He's your man.
Yeah.
I tell you right now.
There you go, Lou.
Need to say well done. And again, if you didn't follow it closely, MVP was Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
He's Brady's right-hand man along with the big Gronk.
Number 11, yeah.
And I tell you what, picked up his first MVP. It's his third time Super Bowl champ. I love what he had to say when asked to look down the barrel of the camera.
You got a parade Tuesday. Can you look into the camera back home? Tell them what you expect.
I expect 2 million. 2 million people. We just got 6. We just got 6. Let's go!
Tell you what, I'm loving that.
The bearded one.
And I'm feeling, I'm not going to call you Juice anymore. I'm going to call you Julian.
Why?
It reminds me of you.
Julian.
I'm expecting 2 million people because we just got 6. You've got 6. 5, 2, plus another one. An EJ.
You got 8.
I'm expecting 8.
No, anyway.
All right, so that happened today. And
well,
I'll tell you what else happened today.
It was a boring game, though.
The Sri Lankans in the cricket.
Oh,
they owe us 3 days of cricket, by my book. It would appear that somebody's messed up the departure dates and they needed to get home in a hurry, Joe. What
Day
happened?
Four, we won by 366 runs. They're all out for 149. Mitch Stark, bowled well. Took 10 wickets, Luke.
Oh, wow.
So he's booked his seats for the Ashes tour that's coming up this year. So he got player of the match, and player of the series was Paddy Cummings. But honestly, it was just a lacklustre affair by the Sri Lankans, who've got a lot of work to do going forward.
For their sake, I'm hoping that the bookies were involved.
For their sake, don't come back.
Not until
Please don't come back for a long time.
I mean, take a leaf out of the West Indies book.
Oh, aren't they scary?
Get a little
They're
bit
coming
into
back.
That
anyway.
We've got a massive show. Naturally, we'll talk a bit more cricket. We've got round of music.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Got a really intriguing stat that needs to be followed here in this country for the big games. That's all I'll say
all right.
That one.
Are we going to a pub over there or what?
We might try and call into Boston to see what the mood's like.
Party tab.
Bernie Tomic. Has he got something wrong with his eye or has he liked to wink? It's his new nickname, Bernie Winks Tomic. But up next, sorry, Port fans. Going to have to talk into just the video that was doing the rounds on the weekend. Jack Watts, simple explanation. I've got some ideas for Jack Watts. I think he should be doing a travel show. I reckon a few Port fans had their hearts in their mouths yesterday when a social media video surfaced of Jack Watts over at the Oktoberfest jars involving what looked like a white powder. And I think everybody jumped to the same assumption that maybe he was up to something that wasn't quite legal. Thankfully for Jack's and the football club, but more in particular Jack, it's turned out to be a bit of clickbait action more than anything else. And I'll want to talk to you about how this has all come out and then what was found, how the truth was found afterwards. But Port Adelaide have released a statement, and Jack Watts has also spoken with Channel 9, and we'll play that in a sec. Port's statement, we're aware of the social media video that involved Jack, spoken to Jack about the contents of the video. Jack said it was a video taken at the Oktoberfest Murph in Munich last October. And the substance featured was Wiesenpulver, a legal substance made up of menthol, sugar and glucose.
Which is legal over there.
The AFL's aware of the matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the other issue that brings a lot to light is the technique that he used. It was off one of the girls who are serving in the garden.
Yep.
Absolutely. Just before I get to what Jack had to say, again, we are so ready to hang so many people in this industry. And again, how does this video surface now?
It's a damn good question.
And not somewhere earlier.
It was last year.
Why, you know, and this is, I'm led to believe this and happy to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
It led first before the explanation, then came from the manager and then from the player.
Right.
So happy for it to get out there and have the worst fears, out and floating around. And then to be proven, a misunderstanding or just a bad look. And then it was, and I suppose
it's a poor look, Lou.
That's what he's guilty of.
It's a poor look.
Absolutely. But you know what? that's the day and age they're living in. Mm. And that is crazy. Mm. I look at that scrutiny now, Jars, and I think he's halfway around the world.
Mm. On holidays.
On holidays, mm. doing and just embracing mm. a local cultural act, basically. Mm. And you go, hang on a minute. That's going to find its way back and just somehow lobs just before pre-season starts. When yeah. he's already had his own issues mm. with, you know, the whole sexting scandal that he was caught yep. up in. I find it just amazing.
He's 27 years old, Lou, and he's got to start to respect himself a bit more, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, they do. And honestly, some funny memes getting around, but, you know, a lot of people say his elite decision-making on display again. Oh. Now, let's hear from Jack himself, and I'm pretty sure that what we're about to hear yep. is a very contrite young man who okay. just realised what he's done is not, mm-hmm. whether it's illegal or not, and it's not, according to all our sources, a real bad look for him and his footy club.
What we've seen, it is a pretty shocking look, and, you know, I'm really obviously disappointed with myself, and I can imagine, you know, having my parents and my sisters watching a video like that. It's not a great feeling. So yeah, obviously just the pain and sort of the burden I've caused for the club and the supporters, and my teammates and coaches. That's probably what hurts me the most.
There he is, Jack Watts on Channel 9 a little earlier today. I'll tell you what he did do. He took the pressure off you in Port Adelaide. and skiing and everything else. There's a gag to be had here.
Do you know the AFL investigating this? You know,
yeah, of course they will.
What do you think they're going to find? What should happen to him?
To Jack Watts?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Won't get sanctioned by the Port Adelaide Footy Club?
What for?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to... Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know.
Great question. What, AFL, stay in your lane.
Ooh.
If it's not an illegal substance, and he hasn't tested positive or anything,
no, he hasn't.
And if he's guilty of a bad look, that has got nothing to do with the game. It's got a fair bit to... The football club could probably have a say about it.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, you're sitting down and you say, mate, you just got to be a bit smarter with what you're doing.
Mm.
But why are we going to... What, he's got to get a $5,000 fine for that?
No, I don't know. I don't think it deserves any penalty. I just think he needs now to knuckle down and play some serious footy for Port Adelaide, who have backed him in.
Oh, absolutely. From a genuine footy point of view.
Knuckle down and start playing some real... Because we know the kid's got talent.
The only time you want to hear Jack Watts' name is he's either burning up the track or he's...
Three votes.
Or he's killing it, you know? The gag I was going to get to, and it's got a touch of Wedding Crashers about it, but it would appear Port Adelaide have a motorboating issue. Yeah. I've given you time to get that, all right? Skiing. Ollie Wines.
Yep.
Great scene.
No, we've got it. We've got it.
Just checking, you know. There's a few out there that may not be on the run.
All right. A lot of
Anyway, so, thanks for taking the heat off Jars, Jack. Hopefully the AFL don't go anywhere near it. But I think, you know, I suppose from my point of view, pay homage to him because he's had a tough run. Everybody wants to whack him every single time. I just want to, can we play a song for Jack?
Yeah, absolutely.
I reckon it's
what
time.
Have you got?
Get the Offspring involved,
right? Yeah, here
the we Rush go. Hour, Jars and Louie, Triple M.
Born Doug Lieben, Glaus and Globen.
Nah, sorry.
They say money talks. So how will you spend your $1 million?
I couldn't even imagine $1 million.
Put a deposit on a house, I think.
I buy a house?
The mortgage, everything else, I just want to live.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruined Dits, win the cash. Write your name on the $1 million check while you work. From the station making millionaires, Triple M.
Thanks to our mates at Automasters. Look cool and stay cool in the car this summer. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Lowest well scoring done. Super Bowl in the history. We'll talk more about it, but I'll just tell you, New England Patriots and Tom Brady, that's a half
done
a dozen.
It again.
That's the first set.
13-3.
Done and dusted.
Wow.
Some really good one-liners commentary across the weekend coming out of Canberra, of all places.
Yeah.
Which I don't expect to. The two things we know that comes out of Canberra is entertainment for those above 18 and fireworks.
First test match in 95 years.
All right, and it's good to see him up there. Curtis Patterson. On debut.
Talent.
Made a great century. Mm. I think his father played better.
Yeah, his dad in the stands.
His dad's comments upon when asked how he was going to celebrate.
Probably about 1,000 beers.
Absolutely brilliant.
There you go. There's mum.
Somehow, I don't think he was joking.
He's still going now.
Had me completely
Well done. Very proud father and mother.
How good. It was outstanding stuff. The banter behind the stumps into the stump mic has been outstanding this year. Of course, we had Timmy Payne inviting men down to babysit his kids in the first series.
You're enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Sri Lankan wicketkeeper, Dick Weller, who's done a great job, I'll have a piece of this. Picked on Uzi Khawaja, but not in a bad way either. No, this is the best part. It's been in great spirit. Yeah. Have a listen. Really encouraging advice to Usman Khawaja.
I only remember Marsh Brothers here. I really wish you could get some runs here. You know, I don't want you to feel bad after the series, watching your team playing on TV.
Was that Uzi giggling?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's having a chuckle to it.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
That's the spirit.
That's what you want. That's exactly how you want to get inside of the game.
Oh, I wish I was bowling to you or fielding slips when you were batting.
So my suggestion to all the great cricketers this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Take your iPhone out.
And give us some stuff.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Put it just behind the stumps.
That's it.
Because the odds are they're not going to get hit too often.
No.
Pick a ball. And then if you're the wicketkeeper or in close fielder, can give us some friendly banter and send it in here to Triple M, triplem.com.au.
And we'll play it.
And we will put it on air, all right? Because we love this type of sledging banter. Oh, it's not even sledging, it's banter.
No, it's banter. It's
bloody beautiful banter, Jazz. All right?
Dick Weller, well done.
Leave that with us. We'll get something up and running before the weekend, but we wanted a little bit of action. Get the GoPro out there.
What about the old goat?
Right.
What do you do out there?
And there's a term that I'm looking to strike from the dictionary too. Because it'll be around a bit today after Super Bowl 53.
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm at fault. I used it at the top of the show.
You did too.
All right.
You did.
Nathan Lyon.
Ah.
This is good work by the goat. Just having a little chat again. Banter on the field.
Righto.
You've got a worse batting average than what I do this summer. You're meant to be a batter. Hey?
I don't have any guys come here.
Hey?
I don't have any guys come here.
Hey, question number one.
Hey, at least I've won a series over there.
Oh. All I could hear was the loudspeaker.
This loon's me down this way.
I mean,
absolutely, jeez. I mean, got a bit of a big head there, the old goat, Nathan Lyon.
He is.
Whereas, this is a great nickname again. Debutant and a ton on debut, Curtis Patterson's nickname. Spoon.
Spoon? Oh.
Big head on little shoulders.
Actually, he has got no shoulders.
How good is that?
So they call him Spoon.
Spoon.
Oh.
Hopefully that gets into Spoon Man, so it becomes a little cooler.
Where'd you find these nicknames?
Oh, but Spoon, because he'll either end up being a Spoonie.
Yeah.
Gives a spoon. Spoon.
Okay. Is there another one there?
What's his name? Jai Richardson. What's his nickname?
The young fast bowler?
E.T.
E.T., because he's got a really tiny head on a big body.
Yep. Massive shoulders.
Tiny head.
How do you know that, Shawnee? You know,
I love my cricket. I watch my cricket like you do.
Oh, God.
Love it.
What's our nicknames then? What are you calling us?
I think it's time to get to the quiz.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m.
10
guilty.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Well, exciting time. 60 seconds for $1,000. It doesn't get much better than that, Jars. Who is playing the quiz with no name today?
Anthony from Palawi. G'day, Anthony. Welcome and good luck. You there, mate?
We will be.
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Good
can
on you,
you hear
mate.
Me?
Sorry about
we
that.
Can. Sorry, all mate. Good. Just technical difficulty in studio.
Fat finger.
Otherwise known as SCM. Sean Craig.
Anyway.
How was your weekend, Anthony? Yeah. All right?
Not too bad, mate. Had to work, but never mind.
That's all right. Got to do what you got to do. All right, 10 questions, 60 seconds. You got an Automasters lifeline. That's your freebie. And time starts at the end of the first question. Here's Jars, and all the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Which country won the Davis Cup tie Memorial Drive on the weekend, Anthony?
Australia.
Name the Aussie tennis player who has the wink that everybody is talking about.
Comic.
How many goals in a row did Adelaide United kick on Saturday night?
4.
Who won the Super Bowl today?
Patriots.
How many wickets did Mitch Stark take in the first innings against Sri Lanka?
5.
True or false, the Strikers can still make the Big Bash finals?
False.
Okay, how many behinds did the AFLW Crows team kick on Saturday night at Nord Oval?
Pass.
Which team does Tom Brady play for?
Patriots.
Adjla Tomanovic is the girlfriend of which Aussie tennis player?
Automasters.
How many behinds did the AFLW Crows team kick on Saturday night?
11.
How old is Brendan McCullum?
37.
Oh, time to spare.
All right, 7 seconds.
Lock it in, Eddie.
Brilliant time.
Or as we like to say, Anthony from Paralowie.
Let's find out.
What about the business?
It was just clinical.
The business. Analyzing now. Too many times here, the question writer.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Are you feeling confident, Anthony?
Not really.
For it.
10 correct!
You beauty! You beauty!
It's outstanding. Just didn't even know.
Oh, I had no idea with the colour.
Anthony,
all right.
Great job, mate. Just one of the more impressive performances we've seen on this show in the quiz with no name.
Thank you very much, lads.
Automasters got thrown in there. Oh, that was just awesome. Yeah. Outstanding stuff. Just slaughtered a pronunciation and had everything that we needed. $1,000 for you, Anthony. Good luck with
it, mate. Thank you very much, guys. Much appreciated.
What a way to start your week. You can be like
Anthony
every single day here on the Rush Hour. And then on a Friday, it jumps to $5,000. Unbelievable stuff. Well done, Anthony.
Thank you, guys.
Well played.
Murph, for those playing along at home. All right. Ayla. What's her nickname?
Tomanovic.
Or Atom, as she's called.
Yeah, he's... Oh, the Atom, yeah, of course. He's Nick Kyrgios's girlfriend, for those who didn't know that. All right, and everything else, if you missed it when he went back to it, 11 behinds the girls kicked on Saturday night out at Nord. Other than that, and what about the stab in the dark on Brendan McCullum?
Oh, no.
37. How do you know that
stuff? Didn't have it on my sheet.
I know you weren't. It's a need-to-know basis.
They say money talks. So how will you spend your $1 million?
Do a bit of a cruising around the world.
Probably a boat.
Just a mystery flight. Find a holiday. Where it lands, I'll go.
Go live on an island somewhere.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruin Dits. Win the cash. Write your name on the $1 million check while you work. From the station making millionaires, Triple M.
Thanks to our mates Automasters, get a free return Uber to home or work with car servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. T's and C's apply.
Did I hear you just utter Greg Chappell standing down?
Yes, he is after the Ashes series as they select her.
For those in the know, and we'll get through it with more detail tomorrow, but if your name's Greg, you'll be allowed back on the show after the next Ashes series.
We're going to get rid of Trev now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Super Bowl 53 has been run and won, and guess who won another one? The New England Patriots 6.
And he just sneaks that one through, and it's a 10-point margin for the Patriots. Brady wins his 6th Super Bowl. He breaks the tie with the Hall of Famer Charles Haley for the most Super Bowl titles by a player all time.
Unbelievable.
41 years old, and he wants to go to his 45, Lou.
About time that commentator got up at the end there, too.
He's a bit flat. It was a flat
41. Game. Stop and just cherish that and go, this is unbelievable stuff. Well, it is unbelievable. Yeah. And the man himself, who now stands alone with the most Super Bowl victories, spoke after the game.
You know, it was an unbelievable year. You know, probably, you know, we fought through it more so than anything, and it's unbelievable to win this game. They played so well. I mean, the Rams defense, they played their butts off. What a great defense. They had a great plan. They made it tough on every play, and we just kept fighting and finally got a touchdown, and the defense played best game of the year.
Yeah, he didn't have a great day, but he was there when it counted most. And
the last 3 minutes, he stepped up.
The coaching performance was by Belichick was just—he's
a genius,
just outstanding. Oh. What about the bit there late when he's going, "What is going on?" Trying to get an answer, screaming on the sidelines and just getting it done. Now, can I just take a little sideways movement here, staying on Super Bowl?
Right.
How good was it to hear? Now, there's the stadium owner in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He kept the prices the same. So the hot dogs were $2 and the nachos were $3.
The fans couldn't believe it.
Can somebody here in the Southern Hemisphere, every year we go over and they all come back, all these people go on these junkets just to find out what makes it so great, and let's bring a bit of that back here to our big events.
Yeah.
Well, how about we bring back from this expedition, this junket, just reasonable food prices for the paying public?
So say our grand final this year.
Yep.
we rock up to the stadium, $3 beers and $2 pies and pasties. Is that what we're talking
give
about?
Give me $5 beers. Give me whatever I pay for a pie in the shops. Yeah. That's what I'm paying.
Okay.
Don't capitalize on the biggest day when you're already the tickets are so expensive now and hard to get. Mm. You paid your hard money all years, Jazz, your hard earned. Mm. And then to get there again just to have your wallet just absolutely opened up.
And destroyed within
absolutely
minutes.
Destroyed.
I agree, Luke.
And everybody
great
says it doesn't
idea.
Matter because it's a great experience. But you go, you know what? I know everybody's got to get their pound of flesh somewhere along the line. But, gee, on these big days, it was just so refreshing
to see.
I mean, a $2 hot dog. At the Burnside pool, they're going for $8.50, $9. And I know because Ange tried to order three of them yesterday on Sunday morning.
It cost you? What was that? 20?
It was going to be close to $30 for three hot dogs.
What? In a swimming centre?
I don't know whether there was gold in the mustard or not. I'm not really sure. But
look at the markup on that.
So it was a no from her.
Yeah, so you shut the order down.
And she had to give her cash back because she couldn't do the refund on the till. I'm telling you, everybody, stop gouging. Yeah. Stop it.
Enough's enough.
Families are hurting enough as it is. Yep. But great lead by this stadium owner. And I'm looking firmly down at our oval. Down there. Chance and Coke. Yep. In the SMA. Whoever's got the contract down there, find a way.
Yeah.
Find a way so the families don't have to
look after your people.
Be completely out of pocket.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
Redemption.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon.
Wild West.
TripleM.com.au if you want the great man here to come and play for your cricket club. I'm telling you what. Once, very unlucky. Second time a charm, I'm telling you right now. He's primed for a big performance. All you got to do is get yourself to the website, register, and hopefully the great man, Andrew Juice Newton, 5-2 and 1, Jarman, will be coming to a cricket club near you very, very soon and sprinkling some of that magic.
Just back in the nets,
that
too.
Uncle Gift. Just all over.
Back in the nets.
Excellent. Good. Doing any running between wickets or is it all
just,
boundaries?
No, just be all through mid-off, mid-on.
Oh, the V?
Covers.
The V?
Yeah, that's all.
Just going to play safe and straight. Any ramping?
No. I'll take this very seriously.
I don't like my ramping, both in my cricket and at my hospital.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Adelaide United. I know we haven't had much time today, but three zip down just before halftime.
On the ropes.
To come back to win 4-3.
Yeah.
Simply unbelievable, boys. Outstanding effort here from the rush out. Clap. Loving what is going on out there. Marco going nutso on the sidelines.
Wasn't he?
I felt there was a bit of gossip about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just wanted a button or three to come down and that would have been magnificent.
Doesn't he get angry?
Passion. Fiery. Passion. It's different. Passion. Okay. Tennis, well done to people in charge of tennis here in this. Not only did we have the Davis Cup, great result. Well done to everybody who got down there. Mm-hmm. But the $10 million development now slated for Memorial Drive.
Right.
To put the roof on it or the tarp so we can actually play. We've stolen the Sydney International.
Have we?
Yep. Beautiful. Genuine ATP Tour event coming to town, which is great. I just wish they had spoken to me first. I knew where to get them some cheap tarps pretty quickly, you know. Could have nailed that.
You know, we've upset them.
Could have picked that up for near nothing.
Yeah, of course he's got them somewhere.
You know, maybe a bit of brandy, you could have blanked that out. But they're around somewhere. Keithy T.
Good news for South Australian tennis, Lulu.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is sport. The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
First official edition of the round of music for 2019. Jars, of course, everything can be summed up with song or lyric.
Mm-hmm.
So where we like to play. Mm. You always lead us off. You're the leader of this great intrepid show. So I'll give you the new Haggard and away you go.
Thanks, Lulu. I'm going to start with the Adelaide Strikers. They've had a poor BBL season, Lulu. Mm-hmm. They got done yesterday.
Yep.
Very average. My message to the team.
I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you.
Off from the other day.
I had a heart with Alex and Kerry.
Absolutely. I tell you what, if he'd stopped doing those bank ads and telling us where he come from and how he got cut.
Well, doesn't he move well as a footballer?
Yeah, he does.
Adelaide United, we spoke about it. What a marvellous comeback, and no doubt you'll have something for him as well. Three zip down. Mate, this is what I sent to Curtsy and the boys.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk.
walk all over you.
Scoring.
Ended up winning 4-3. Yeah. A tad obscure for mine, Murph.
Yeah. What does it mean, Jazz?
Well, the boots. The boots got the job done.
Yeah, boots are made for walking. There what about you know, hit me with your best shot or something?
Yeah, well, I thought
find in the back of the net or just something.
Adelaide Oval New Hotel. The minority group don't want it.
No, the minority. Well, since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street. Finally, Street. Heartbreak Hotel. Yeah, that's not bad for you. Heartbreak is a lonely
baby. Well played. Now, Bernard Tomic and Leighton Hewitt relationship, as we know.
Yeah, well,
it's fractured.
It's within 2 metres now, not one.
This is Bernie sending a little phone call to Lele. Yeah, no.
Even more impressive, Murph, the fact that Jazz is not a big Sting or Police fan to play that on our radio show.
Don't like him.
If you missed it, 60 minutes last night, he had a 1 metre rule. He told Leighton that was the threat.
1 metre rule.
That if he came within a metre, he'd whack him.
Yep.
It's now 2 metres.
2 metre rule.
All right.
2 metre Peter.
Beautifully. Play 2 metre Pete.
Hey, he's the cod.
Thank you very much. Right. I got a theme. I just want to see whether you can guess which individual I'm aiming a lot of my stuff at today.
Yeah.
Firmly with tongue in cheek. Hit it, Murph. Und Tag, lieben Glauben, Glauben.
Was he at a shooting fest?
I think they played that at the October Fest. And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Right. This one's a bit obscure, but I'm running with it. I was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with the kids across the weekend in the hot weather. Augustus Gloop. He's a really chubby kid that fell in the chocolate.
Don't look at me.
Don't
look at me. And tight. It's bullying.
Not, no, it's not you. It looked like Jack was a bit like Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop, Augustus Gloop, the great big. Just feeling a little bit that way.
Come on, Jacko.
And as we said, Port Adelaide have got their hands full with obviously the Ollie Wines incident. And now with Jack, and I think I went with it early on, and I'm going to go with it again. Just probably got a few issues with their motorboats.
Are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What'd you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboat, son of a... You old sailor, you!
So, let me get myself together. I'm hoping that the boys, once they get out of this dark little tunnel that they've been in, that either Ollie or Jack picks up that nickname. You motorboat and son
That's
of a...
Funny.
And that is my addition
is that
of
God.
A round of music.
Yeah.
Can I say this further? And on a serious note, when Jack Watts is done with footy, I want him to get his own travel show.
Do you really?
Because what he does, he finds out the most obscure festival ritual type stuff. He's the sort of guy that I want to go on holiday with. Yeah. He'd be a great travel guide.
Okay.
He'd take you to places off the beaten track.
On the road with Watsy.
Where everyone, I was working with maybe What's Next.
Knock off with two great shows. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie from 3. Then Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy from 4. Two big shows. One big reason to keep it on Triple M all day.